Track 6, more news. Water testing starts at Devon beaches. The Environment Agency has begun its weekly testing of beaches across Devon and Cornwall for the 2025 summer season. Throughout the season, which runs from May the 15th until the end of September, the EA will be taking more than 7,000 samples at 451 designated bathing waters across England. There are 155 monitored sites across Devon and Cornwall. Scientists will look for elevated levels of E. coli and bad bacteria found in sewage and other waste. The results will be catalogued on the SWIMFO website. Beaches are classed as excellent, good, sufficient and poor. Out of 155 monitored bathing waters, there are only two beaches in Devon and Cornwall on the Erm Estuary and Porthlunny, with results tipping them into the poor classification. Bruce Newport of the Environment Agency said over a third of England's bathing waters can be found in Devon and Cornwall, and over 98% of them meet the very high levels of water quality expected for safe swimming. We also publish a daily water quality forecast on many of our beaches, which can be found on our SWIMFO website. This service is a great asset, especially after heavy rainfall, which can temporarily cause a dip in water quality.
Elliot's Bench unveiled in Bovey Park. A new accessible bench has been installed in Millmarsh Park in Bovey Tracy to remember a boy who died from a rare and incurable genetic condition. Elliot Jackson passed away last year at the age of 7, after being diagnosed with Batten's disease. He loved to play in Millmarsh Park and was a big fan of the roundabout. Fundraising efforts for the bench were led by bikers from the Jolly Roger. Bovey Tracy Town Council thanked everyone who contributed to the bench and extended its gratitude to Elliot's family for allowing the community to honour his memory in such a meaningful way. Last year, Elliot's parents raised more than £6,000 for the Little Bridge Hospice, where Elliot spent his last days.
Historic Inn reopens after makeover. An historic Ashburton pub has reopened after a major makeover, which has included repainting an eye-catching mural. The old Exeter Inn now boasts a striking new black and gold exterior. And part of the refurbishment has included fresh repainting of its Sir Walter Raleigh mural by well-known Devon songwriter Josh Monk. Famed for its near 900-year history, the Grade 2 listed pub has been closed for essential maintenance. The mural, designed and hand-painted by Josh, brings to life scenes from Raleigh's remarkable adventures and commemorates his connection to the inn, where he famously drank before being arrested for treason in 1603. Josh returned to colour the previously black and white mural, bringing new vibrancy to the much-loved local landmark. A spokesman for the pub said, "It's a fresh chapter in our long history. It's a lovely example of local craft, heritage and community pride coming together to keep history alive. We're proud to continue welcoming locals and travellers under the same roof that's seen everything from pirates to poets." Built in 1130 to house the workers of St Andrew's Church opposite the inn, it was originally called the Church House Inn. A pub has remained on the site ever since, and it claims to be the fifth oldest pub in the country. It's reputed that Sir Francis Drake was a regular drinker at the inn on his journeys to London, as was Sir Walter Raleigh. Raleigh was arrested at the Exeter Inn and imprisoned in the Tower of London on July the 19th, 1603, accused of plotting against the king. The Hound of the Baskervilles author, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was also known to visit the pub.
Garage hosts town's firefighters for training. A Newton Abbott garage recently welcomed the town's firefighters for the crew's latest training night. A weekly affair, the crew from Newton Abbott Fire Station made the short trip to see our motor engineers on Monday, May the 12th, for a breathing apparatus focus session. Mobilised from the town station along the avenue via the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service control room, as though it were a real incident, the only information provided was that an industrial unit was on fire in the area. One of the station's crew managers played the role of an emotional and combative member of staff who informed the incident commander that three adults and a child were still within the building, which had filled with smoke. The incident commander quickly deployed two firefighters wearing breathing apparatus into the building, instructing them to search the building starting on the left-hand wall. A second team of another two fighters soon followed. All of the crews worked really hard during the training scenario and acted with the professionalism and determination expected of them when these incidents occur for real. All of us here at Newton Abbott Fire Station would like to provide a massive thank you to CR Motor Engineers for allowing us to train within their premises. Being able to train off station allows crews to truly hone their skills and practice their techniques in unfamiliar environments, all in preparation for when real emergencies occur.
Dawlish resident Irene turns 105. Staying active and healthy are credited for one Dawlish resident making it to her 105th birthday. Irene Sadler celebrated her milestone with a party at a Dawlish care home. Born Irene Green in Sheffield, she grew up with her father, a publican, and her mother, a housewife, and younger sisters, Joan and Winifred. During the Second World War, she served as a secretary in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force from 1943 to 47. She married Ronald Sadler in 1950, and they had one daughter, Christine. Her family has now grown to include three granddaughters and five great-grandchildren. In 2010, at the age of 90, Irene moved to Royal Court in Tynmouth and now lives at Claremont Manor Care Home in Dawlish. Having turned 100 during lockdown in 2020, Irene made up for it this year with a very lively party. A spokesperson for Claremont Manor said, "Her independence and zest for life are truly inspiring."